objections to free improvisation. There are musicians who can improvise and who also have found it unacceptable for various reasons. Gavin Bryars says, I began to find improvisation a dead end. I can only get out of it, of improvisation, what I brought into it. By composing, I could reach a conception that could never reach, that I could never reach in a limited, defined performing time. In improvisation, you were limited to those things you could do. It could, if you worked very hard, be very sophisticated, but you were always going to finish up manipulating those things you had developed. Free improvisation is very often confused in its identity or in its attempt to find an identity. It does seem difficult at first to get hold of it, and secondly, to keep hold of it. The tendency is often for the musician to slide off into some more readily identifiable area, jazz or comedy, or into very obvious forms such as has been described. But one of the main reasons I'm against improvisation is that the improvising position, that in any improvising position, the person creating the music is identified with the music. In improvisation, it doesn't stand alone. Unlike the music of John Cage or my study of Zen, distancing yourself from what you are doing, now it becomes impossible in improvisation. Improvisers find improvisation worthwhile because of the possibilities, however. And in certain moments, they're taken out of themselves. And they realize that they could produce with others something they couldn't have achieved individually, or in fact, they couldn't have expected to achieve collectively.